pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Today we're going to talk to Aaron and Justin Mitchell about the new uniforms. They're our official uniform aficionados, and so let's go to them right now. Okay, I have got the Mitchell brothers, Andrew Mitchell's brothers, Aaron and Justin on the line. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I want to have you guys on, talk about the uniforms. You guys are claiming that you're both uniform aficionados.
Listen, we are slightly less excited about the uniforms than we would be opening day. I mean, it's almost up there with September 3rd.
Well, okay, so the uniforms came out on Wednesday night / Thursday. What did you guys like and what did you not like about the design?
Where do we start? We were just talking about how the fact that it's not... We like the sort of less is more simplicity of the design. If you're in the stands or you're watching on TV, you know, you're going to mostly see, you know, white, gray, or black, you know. So we like that they kept it kind of simple. There's not like unnecessary color in different spots.
Not over the top or anything.
Right. Yet somewhat traditional, like with the pants, with the stripes on the pants and stuff.
So do you like the thicker stripes?
Yeah, I like the stripes on the pants. I think I like, you know, traditional uniforms, but I just like how Nike's has, you know, kind of made it, you know, 2011 as well, same time.
Yeah.
You can't really have the truncated stripes on the jerseys like you used to, you know, in the old days. So, I mean, I think they did a good job. You know, of course we're partial, but you can't not like football and look at those and think, man, those are stupid. They're unbelievable, right? Yeah, they're pretty cool. Oh, come on.
Also, okay, tell me, both of you, I want to hear, which combination are you looking forward to most?
I think the gray bottoms, the black top, and the black helmet's going to look pretty money. Anything with the gray bottoms, I think, will just look good with just about anything. Like, the all gray is pretty crazy. It's pretty cool, but I looked at that, the gray bottoms, the black jersey, and the black helmet, I think, look pretty good.
So, is the gray kind of a different color than we thought it was, than we thought it was going to be?
I thought it might have been darker. Like, I thought it might have been more like that North Carolina helmet that they wore last year once, that charcoal gray.
Right.
Yeah, gray. I thought it would be darker, but, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix between like a kind of a matte gray and almost a silver. If it was just silver, it would not look good. It would look like 1990s basketball uniforms or something.
Hey, hold on just a second. The late 1990s basketball uniforms.
I'm not talking about OSUs. I'm talking about just the shiny Durasheen kind that were just popular, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Like the ones that the Bulls still wear, actually?
Yeah, exactly. North Texas still wears the shiny, too.
Still sponsored by Russell Athletic.
Like, yeah. Sport Dell.
Okay, y'all's brother, Andy, played football at Oklahoma State. He's played in the NFL a little bit. You guys might have a little bit of perspective on this. Do you think the type of uniforms that a team rolls out can affect recruiting and kind of what type of athletes you're getting into a school, or is that kind of a wives' tale?
Do you want us to answer that with one word, or do you want us to elaborate?
Because, well, expand upon it.
Yes, no question, yes, right? Yeah, I think so. But nowadays, for sure. Yeah, I mean, even Justin coaches eighth grade basketball and junior high football, too. I mean, those kids, you know, they still go to get a $100 pair of cleats and stuff for this junior high, for, you know, all the, you know, advisor. Yeah, I mean, things want to look tight on the field.
Look cool, yeah. It's important to them.
Both got to make a difference.
So they don't roll with Adidas, do they?
No. Like, yeah, that too. It's Nike.
It's Nike, yeah. The Under Armour is kind of cool in the fall as far as football goes. Kids like that stuff too, but I think Nike trumps them any day.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen some of these uniforms that Under Armour's rolling out, but it's not good. Like, they're not good at all.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit when we start talking about the Big 12 teams, but yeah, Maryland.
Yeah, and South Carolina. South Carolina's new uniforms are one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Right? Yeah, they're new ones. Yeah, yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, they're horrendous. Well, I got kind of an off the cuff question here. I don't think I sent it to you, but what is your favorite Oklahoma State uniform of all time? And that can be any sport, any year, just one that kind of stuck out to each of you guys.
My favorite uniform is from, like, when Gottlieb was point guard from the basketball. Was that 97-ish? Yeah, late 90s.
Like, their jerseys were, they had
the cursive Cowboys.
Cursive Cowboys font across the chest, those black tops, where they were all black. That was the road uni. But the cursive Cowboys font, I think that was probably my favorite uniform they ever had. Any sport.
It's an interesting question because we kind of grew up OU fans in our house, and we didn't even consider OSU until we actually were students there. So, I mean, I think our history is like the last 11, 12 years because I started there in 97. So, I got to say maybe one of these combos this year. I don't have a favorite. You know, I've got one pulled up here, a white helmet, orange top and black pants. It looks pretty good. I can't wait to see that gray, though.
Going back to the script Cowboys in the late 90s, that was – I think if you ask even people that have been following OSU for longer than that, that was kind of the ultimate uniform. Like that. I don't know if that'll ever be topped just because that was such a beloved team and such a great just combination of the cursive Cowboys and the white and the black and I don't know. I feel like we've kind of – I don't want to get into basketball uniforms too much, but I feel like we've kind of gone away from – I don't know what we're doing with our basketball uniforms right now.
I mean, earlier today.
I mean,
the home uniform back then was like that Southwestern kind of font. That just said Oklahoma and then State on the bottom. And even the white one that year.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's one of my favorites, too. I think we could just literally bring those back. The same ones, and I think they would still look good. I really, it weren't for that style, that Nike style for 10 years. I mean, different, you know, script on the front, but they wore the same shorts they had.
Had a different
logo on the front. But, yeah, that Old West riding Oklahoma, yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with the parallelograms on the side of the basketball shorts right now.
I'm sorry, I like those too, though. I think they're cool.
You like the rectangles?
Yeah.
No.
I think they're subtle enough to just sort of, I don't know.
Well, it was like you had somebody designing them and they like ran out of time or something and they didn't know what to put on there, so they let's draw some rectangles and be done with it.
Yeah, well, along that, me and Justin were talking the other night, you know, earlier this year, I guess it was springtime maybe, when Arizona State and even Washington State got their new Nike stuff, they had like this huge rollout where like all the squads got new uniforms. We were hoping it was going to be something like this for Oklahoma State, but
I bet they do end up getting new basketball unions. I don't know. I have no idea, but I bet they do end up getting new basketball unions this year. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Timing seems right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Do you guys like the Phantom Pete on the pants or no?
Aaron does. Just to separate, I do. I like it a lot. I think it's cool. I think it's fitting. Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, it's like we were just talking about how they don't go too crazy, but it kind of gives it like a little bit of a new edge to it, you know, at the same time. I kind of like it.
Yeah, at least we don't have to deal with the Cowboys Forever song.
Yeah, seriously.
To go along with it.
And it, yeah, it goes with the uniform better, too. If it was just plain old Pistol Pete on there, it would kind of would look right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to talk Big 12 uniforms. Who has the best one? Now, you guys have a ranking system for this. Is that what I understand?
We actually took a little time to prepare and actually spoke about it for a minute. We did this crap anyway, so it's not like it was, you know, I just typed a little bit up on my computer. But, yeah, we have, starting with 10, we have agreed on we're going to name them from worst to best.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, obviously, Oklahoma State's number one. I mean,
right.
So it's basically, yeah, 10 down to 2. So anyway, for number 10, we have Kansas State. We just kind of agreed that their uniforms are just kind of unremarkable. It's just, you know, they just have they just go with the silver and purple, and purple has to be done just right to pull it off.
Yeah.
I think they need to put some white or something, make it something pop. They need to do something.
Yeah, I really think Washington and then TCU both do purple really well. But
it was hard. The purple with the gold looks good. You're right. Good
yeah,
point.
It's outstanding. Okay, number 9.
Texas Tech.
Yeah, I can't get into the Under Armour at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, especially when they've gone all black, they're head to toe black. You can't tell there's any red in the uniform. It just. But they do go all white, which, you know, we had the note to talk about it. I mean, that's one of our favorite combinations of any unit. If a team has an all white combo, it usually is the best one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah, we both said that their black just smothers everything because they wear like a black chin strap and everything just, it's just too much. Yeah, it seems like it's every week they're just, yeah. All right. Under Armour fail, I have that written on there. And I also have wanted to point out that they did that military thing last year, and that's not a good idea.
Just have when you're doing camo, you got to do it. I mean, you got to do it exactly right, or it's not good.
Yeah, why don't they do something like Air Force? We had those sick uniforms last. Those red, white, and blue ones. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Those were awesome.
And Tuberville wears combat boots on the sideline game too. What a knob! What are you thinking? Okay, sorry. Number eight, we put Baylor because I think we liked theirs in the past. They're all gold uniforms that they've had the last couple of years. I think are like one of the best ones. But I don't know if you did. You see their new pants?
I haven't. Are they
kind of ripped off Cal a little bit? Like they're kind of like they have these side stripes, almost like bangle stripes. Yeah, they go over the front of it. They're terrible. They look like Under Armour knockoffs. But they're all whites and they're all golds that they've had the past couple of years. I've kind of been a fan of, but those stripes really are. Yeah, almost got sick to my stomach. the fact that they're Nike might have kept them from going a step or two below that. But anyway, at number 7 we have Texas A&M. Kind of more recently than anything. But we do like the gray pants they've been wearing. Those are really, those look really nice. But we have that ever since they went Adidas, they're kind of too busy. That they need a traditional look, you know?
Right.
They need plain white bottoms or something. But the Adidas pants they're wearing are just a little too busy for their personality, I think, as a school.
Yeah, you know? I think they really should be like the Penn State of the Big 12 and just keep it simple.
Absolutely, I think so too. And they switched to Adidas. I don't understand that, but
yeah,
it should be a Nike school to me. I don't know why, but those white helmets they wore for a game or two last year too. Those are unbelievable too. Those are sweet.
Yeah,
awesome throwback.
Agreed.
So, number 6 is Kansas. We have Kansas - Ole Miss and New York Giant wannabes. I mean, I don't hate their uniforms. I think they're okay. But, yeah.
Well, okay, I got a question for you.
They go shiny. And they look like, you know, it looks like it's 1997 or something. Yeah, if they break out the blue pants, they look like clowns. Yeah.
What's up with the Jayhawk at the bottom of the neck? Like on the, you know what I'm talking about? They've got that heat.
They don't do the name template on the back, I don't think. They just put that Jayhawk patch. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that either.
It's because there's no I in team. They don't want to highlight any individual effort. That, you know.
Well, there's no Jayhawk in team either, so I don't know what's going on.
Can't name one of their players right now, anyway. So that might be why they're just like, well.
Is Todd Reesing not still there? I thought he was entering his 19th year.
Who's that?
Todd Reesing.
Oh yeah, I think he is still there. Yeah, his redshirt PhD year hardship, I think. Okay. Oh, and I also put there a basketball school, so who cares? Number five is Missouri. The note we have is that black and gold can look really good together if you pull it
potential.
Off. That pro combat uniform they had with that flat black on black, that went pretty hard.
That was tight, yeah. That was cool.
But they're kind of, theirs are a little bit busy, too.
Yeah.
Too much on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That old gold, they needed to make it pop a little bit more. They wear that old gold, like, was kind of, remember those diarrhea uniforms they wore a couple years ago? They wore a gold helmet against Kansas or somebody last year, and it still didn't look good to me. Yeah.
Their gold diarrhea reminds me of Norm Stewart for some reason.
Yeah, I had some of those on seventh grade, too. Anyway, number four, we have Iowa State.
That's strong.
Yes, yeah, they're really, really cool. Even though they rip off USC, but they still look good. But they, you know, they had that look a long time ago, so they've kind of gone back to an old look for them. So it's not like they just like totally ripped them off. You know what I mean? They sort of did, but they have a road red pant and the red with the white top that looks really good. And they're yellows. I think they went all yellow once or twice last year. Those look pretty good too.
Yeah.
But they look best when they dress like USC.
Right.
Yeah, they finally got rid of the cartoon character mascots and stuff, too. Kansas City Chiefs colors, they finally got rid of. Yeah, so they went with more like a maroon, darker red and stuff. And I typed, this is a lone bright spot for the fans, one that they can be proud of. They look good. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, they beat Texas last year.
Okay, number three.
Number three, we got OU, and they're rated this high based on our love for their all-white outfit. It's just like a super classy, traditional look. And you're not going to read my metaphor. No, Aaron compared it to a golf polo shirt. It says it's super classy and traditional like a polo shirt. Yeah, simile. See, honestly, their road white and Texas road white to me are two of the best, and it's all because of the name, and you know, because it's a clean look. And we're about to get to Texas. I don't want to give it away, but I dig their road white too.
The Texas road white, in my opinion, is the best uniform in college football.
I agree with you. We have them ranked ahead of OU, but below Oklahoma State. So
yeah. That's good. It's a good rankings. I don't know if I totally agree with the Iowa State ranking. I think Missouri's are better than you guys are giving them credit for.
You might be right with that. I wanted them to be lower, maybe lower than Kansas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I just
Pro Combat said had a fight for those for them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, I always go Nike over Adidas, though.
No question. There's one exception to that I'll talk about in a minute, but.
Well, do you guys have any of those Big 12 teams in your national rankings?
No. I have a former Big 12 in my national ranking.
Okay. Well, let's go. Let's hear it.
Right here. This is my top five.
Okay.
My fifth best overall is USC, just because I think it's a clean, cool, old look. Black shoes, white laces. Right. Black shoes, white laces, small detail.
Yeah, awesome.
My fourth favorite uniform is actually Nebraska. I just always thought they were cool. They haven't changed the helmet at all. I really dig the helmet. Just the old plain end to me is really cool.
Yeah.
My number three is Ole Miss, particularly when they wear the red top. But they have a great-looking uniform, I think. Good colors, you know, to work with. Stripes on the shoulder. Yeah, this old-school stripes on the shoulders are cool. The Archie Manning stripes. Right. Number two for me is Oregon, and my favorite Oregon one they wore last year was the black helmet, the black bottoms, and then the bright neon yellow top.
Oh, I can't get into the neon.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling that.
I was feeling that. But, okay, my favorite uniform is the LSU purple tops that they wear, like, once or twice a year.
Yeah. Those are clean. Those are good. That's solid.
But that purple just pops when they actually wear it.
So you don't have Alabama or Penn State in your top five?
Well, Alabama's right there. I've always liked those two. I don't like Penn State at all. But wow. Alabama's right on the fringes for me because those are definitely right there. Alabama's too much like OU. The best thing that separates it from OU is they wear black shoes with white laces.
Yeah,
super traditional, yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys feel about Michigan going Adidas to Nike to Adidas a few years ago?
I like it, man. Don't like it. Yeah, because they try to make them look like, you know, a high school team or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody's done this statistically, but I think ever since they went Nike to Adidas, they've just, I mean, they just fell off a cliff. I mean, there's got to be something there. I don't think people take that seriously enough.
I know. I think Nike gets it. Honestly, it's weird. Like it seems like they take the tradition into account and then try and, you know, bring it back to you know, present times, kind of mix and match, mix it up with the old kind of
better.
Yeah. Anyway, my top five. Can I give mine real fast?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
My number five is Syracuse. Since they've gone to that throwback kind of look.
Number on the helmet.
Yeah, the Jim Brown looking joints. I think those are really cool. And mind you, it's hard to put it down to five because we can sit here and name off and be like, oh yeah, that one. Anyway, number four, I have Oregon too. I just like that they can switch them up so often and stuff, and they seem to come up with really cool combinations. I think my favorite one was last year when they played the Border War.
Yeah,
they wore those white with silver and gray. Oregon State's pro combat with game ones in that game too were awesome too. By the way,
that was a great uniform game.
That was super cool. Number three for me, I have Auburn. Even though they're Under Armour, they've kind of kept it real. I think orange and navy goes really well together.
It's I do too.
Complementary colors. And they've kind of kept it as it should be. Number two for me is Virginia Tech, especially that one they're wearing now that has a throwback feel to it. Those colors are original. You know, who would have thought they'd have them? They are cool, yeah. They go that good together.
I think I bailed on Virginia Tech whenever they did the different colored sleeve or different colored arms or whatever.
Pretty whack. Look, that was stupid. I think I choose Virginia Tech on the strength of the throwback looking one they've been wearing recently.
They wore a lot of stuff last year. They had a flat black, they had a white, and they wore the orange helmet and the orange bowl, which I didn't like at all. I don't think that looked good at all.
Right. And my number one is UCLA.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like Virginia, that light blue and the gold, powder blue and gold. Oh my gosh, I'm popped. Well, even though they are Adidas, they've been Adidas forever, so that's okay. Yeah, I remember Troy Aikman wearing the Adidas turf shoes. Probably really alive.
I feel like they are kind of a cool Adidas school, and the coolest thing that Adidas has ever done is making the C in the UCLA a different color. To honor their 100th national championship.
Yeah, those throwbacks they wore last year, where it was just powder blue and white numbers on, was raw. That was good. Speaking of which, you've seen the Michigan Notre Dame throwbacks they're going to be wearing this year, right?
Yeah, I need to see them on actual players.
That
Michigan one's insane with the big M on the front. I love them. I can't really even give them credit for anything. But those Michigan uniforms are, I think they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think I like them too, and I think I'm going to like them. But I'm gonna hold out judgment for when they play. Actually.
Yeah, you got to see some fat linemen in them and stuff. Everybody in the daylight, right?
Okay, Aaron and Justin, my uniform experts, appreciate you guys coming on. Definitely have you guys on again during the season. Who knows what kind of alternates teams are going to come out with.
True.
We got to come back on and talk about what's going on in the uniform world of college football.
Really, we appreciate you having us.
Okay, no problem. We'll talk to you guys later on.
All right, before I go, I'm trying to drum up followers on –
holler at me on Twitter at ARIN5000.
Wow, just shameless right there.
I'm not even going to go there, so.
Well, I'll go ahead and go there for Justin. It's at Senor Mitchell.
Okay.
That's it. That's S-E-N-Y-O-R and then Mitchell.
Yeah, I might and, be at 5 now. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys hit them up on Twitter, talk about uniforms, and we will catch you guys later on.
And Sooner Hate, thanks for having us.
See ya.
All right, later.
Bye. Now we're going to go to Matt Emilian, who goes by the username Freemason10 on Pistols Firing blog. We're going to go talk to him a little bit more about the uniforms, kind of some of the history of the uniforms, the release of the uniforms, and a few other things. So let's go to him right now. Okay, Matt Emilian, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Pistols guy. Good to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I want to talk about the uniforms. I actually just talked to a couple other guys, Aaron and Justin Mitchell, about them. They had a few things to say, but I kind of wanted to get your thoughts as you are, I don't know, I feel like you've been pretty into what OSU basketball and football teams have worn in the past. So how does this compare to maybe past year's uniforms?
I never thought that we ever had anything special. I didn't ever understand the whole argument against tradition, against what we've had. I've looked back, you know, I looked at that history page that you posted, and that was legit. OSU did a good job of kind of showing what we've done over the years. Never been a fan of the all-orange. People aren't going to like that, but, oh, dude, I think they're awesome. They modernize them without going over the edge.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm with you in the with the all-oranges. I never – they just look too clunky. Like
they look goofy.
Yeah, they really do, and it's not a good look, and I hope that we don't – I don't know. I don't know what they'll do as far as combinations this year, but I hope they don't go to that too many times if they do at all.
I bet they'll go to it once.
Yeah.
I would think that they would.
What's your favorite combination?
Oh,
or do you have one yet?
Well, I was kind of looking at it, and I was going back and forth, and I think my favorite's either going to be – well, the black, white, black, or the gray helmet with the white jersey and the black bottoms.
So you're into the gray helmet.
Dude, I was probably against bringing in gray more than anybody. I was just like Barry Trammell on that. I was like, I don't want to bring in a new color. Then I saw it, and if it looks like it looks in the pictures, if it pops like that, oh man, I think it's solid.
Yeah. I was talking about this a little bit before, but I think the gray or silver or whatever we're calling it is a lot better than we thought it was going to be.
Yes. Not just some dull gray color that was like, really? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Do you think with all the kind of hoopla surrounding the release of the uniforms and just everything that goes along with becoming the Oregon of the Midwest and all that stuff, do you think that the what kind of a distraction do you think the uniforms will be?
Well, I don't know. I feel like we always have distractions, whether it's, you know, college game. The bigger the hype, I feel like the bigger the letdown we've usually had. We always build up, you know, what could potentially happen. And with the uniforms, I think it'll cause some excitement. But once they get on the field, they're not going to be paying attention to what they're wearing. I don't think it'll really take away from them pregame. I don't think they're going to throw on their uniforms. They've already seen them. They're not going to throw on their uniforms in the locker room and forget about who they're going out to play. especially with Wheaton, and, you know, we got good senior leadership. I really find it hard to believe that uniforms will get in our way.
I did
look up something because I was curious. I guess Oregon, I think they had 9 combos in 05. I don't know if that was when they first introduced these new looks. I can't remember when that came on, but they went 10-2. And then 06 was the year that they just, like, broke out where they had hundreds of combinations, and they ended up going 7-6 with Dennis Dixon and Jonathan Stewart. Was it uniforms? I have no idea. I don't remember that Oregon team. You know,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was probably Dennis Dixon was the issue there.
I mean, he's legit, no?
He was a better baseball player than he was a football player, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think it was more like looking back at his name now. Last time I heard his name, it was because he was backup Pittsburgh Steelers situation. Don't know if he's ever taken many snaps since then, but
Yeah, he's still, let's see here, he's still with the Steelers. I'm kind of surprised that he never really pursued the baseball thing. I don't know if I can, well, I do have his minor league baseball stats right here.
Did we really just, we went from OSU uniforms to Dennis Dixon's baseball stats pretty quick.
Yeah, that was in a hurry. He hit 176 in rookie ball, and I don't know, never really went anywhere, but he never really tried it either. So.
Yeah. No, but I look at that, and I was just curious, and I was like, even the evidence shows it, uniforms don't matter. I can't stand it when, well, for one, we haven't lost in the All Black since we broke it out recently in 09. But I hate it when people say, oh, yeah, that just didn't work out for us, or we don't play well in All Black. Oh, my gosh, nothing. It drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I think somebody commented on your page about that. Like, it hasn't worked out well when we've done it. I'm like, that's a stupid argument, and we've won both the games where we've done it, so you're still wrong.
Not to mention the sample size is pretty small, if you ask me.
Right. Two. But, yeah.
Well, I've had some Twitter conversations, whatever you want to call them, with OU fans, people, whatever, who have kind of said, you know, we're more traditional, we have better uniform, whatever. Do you buy into, I mean, I know you're a big Penn State guy, so you do love the tradition, obviously.
Yeah. My favorite uniforms are Michigan, USC, Penn State.
Well, how does Oklahoma State differ from that in the, what are they trying to do with these uniforms? Is this something they're going to have for the next 100 years, or do you think there's going to be more and more turnover with schools like Oregon, like Oklahoma State, like Mississippi State, schools that aren't as traditional as the ones we mentioned before?
I have no idea where, you know, what we'd be looking at for the future. I just know they're worried about turning it around now. And I mean, we're really kind of the prime program for that, because when you think of tradition, it's not just the uniforms, it's the history of the program. Our history sucks. You know, you can say, yeah, or we're messing with tradition. We don't have any. I mean,
yeah.
We went, what year was it? Like 90, early 90s, 0-10 and 1, you know, it's like that. We've had a lot of years where we've just won a few games. Like we don't have any national championships. We're not some historical program. So now that we're winning games, we know we have a chance to kind of define our identity as a program. And it's that, you know.
Do you think that OU or Texas would ever change uniforms like this?
No, and I don't think they should.
Yeah.
I like kind of hated it. I mean, OU, they don't have much to it, but when they did they even did some throwbacks. And I actually like it when they actually wear those. I hate saying that. Anything not liking them drives me crazy, but I like it when they do go that way.
It was 91 when Oklahoma State was 0-10 and 1.
Yeah.
They didn't have a winning record again until, well, you can probably guess when their next winning record was.
I have it in front of me too, and I was looking at the history deal. So 91, we didn't win a game. And
I mean, can you fathom that?
Think about that now. That's no, I can't fathom it.
So 88. Okay, let's go back to 88.
Sure, I was going to games, but I don't remember that. Yeah, okay, 88.
88. You go to the Holiday Bowl. Then you go 4-7 in 89, and then you go 0-10 in 91. You don't have a winning season again until 97.
I remember that. I was so fired up for the Alamo Bowl. I mean,
it was Tony Lindsay and.
RW, Alonzo Mays.
Alonzo Mays is who I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't have a winning season again until 2002,
mm-hmm.
which was Miles' second year.
Was he there in 01? Yeah.
Yeah, he was there in 01.
Oh, yeah, and we beat OU. Was that when we beat OU? Or that?
Yeah, that was the first time we beat OU.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we've only missed one bowl since 02, which was Gundy's first year.
So, if you just go down this little list of our records and the bowl games next to it, we've never had this many bowl games in this time span. So, yeah, Miles got us going. Thanks for that. But Gundy has carried us through it. And, you know, if you look from, well, 05, I mean, every year has gone in the same or gone better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've seen a lot of, I've kind of gotten into the spreads and the win-loss totals and all that stuff as far as betting goes. Haven't actually put down any money, but I think you remember our debacle
yeah.
from the A&M game.
The lock last year versus A&M. Three? Dude, let's throw down money. I'm going to throw down like 300. And dang, I'm glad we didn't. Yeah, we learned our lesson.
But a lot of these people that cover gambling and stuff really have OSU kind of falling off the cliff this year. You know, they really see them regressing to, I heard one guy today say maybe 8 wins. And I don't know. I can't see this team. I know the whole Holgorsen thing, whatever. I don't want to talk about that.
So what do you think about the transition? Or talk to me about the transition from,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you see this team doing that at all?
No, but you know, like I think 8.5, and I think this team, I'm like, there's no way. But when I take it game by game, which that's how it is with any of these over unders on the total wins, I mean, it's very possible because the games you look at, like, ooh, would I bet on that? No. And then when you take the games that you'd bet on, it comes out to be like 7, you know, and so then you're up in the air, which what you're doing when you take any bet is you're obviously taking a risk. But I mean, I can't see them losing what 4 out of those 5 games that are questionable.
Well, yeah, you've got Texas, OU, Missouri, Texas Tech,
and A&M. Yeah. I mean, will we lose 4 of those? Surely not.
Well, do you think Arizona?
But anyway, so I might as well lose. However much my if I threw down.
Do you think Arizona at home is a lock?
I do. Maybe it's a little overconfident. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're allowed to overlook those teams.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, well, we can talk about that stuff later on. Getting back to the uniforms, I want to talk about you mentioned some of your favorite uniforms in college football. Do you have kind of a top 5 that you can run through? And if you want me to go first, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, go first. I don't know if I've got.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go first. I've got a top 10, and I'll just run through it really quickly.
Okay.
And they're not in any particular order, but Georgia's black tops with the red pants.
Oh, those are sick.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. So that would be that'd be one of them. Oregon's, I like Oregon's a lot. I don't like it when they get a little too crazy, too fancy. I don't love the neon stuff and all that. I like the white helmet with some green and some black, and I like some of the stuff they do. I don't love all of it.
Right. No, I'm with you.
You know whose uniforms I love are Arizona.
Really?
I think they have great uniforms. I think the red, white, and blue looks really – I think they do a good job of making it look good together.
Well, that's cute and patriotic of you.
TCU.
Yeah.
The rose in the Horned Frog mouth last year for the Rose Bowl.
That was pretty solid.
Yeah, it was awesome. Outstanding. Virginia, kind of an underrated one.
Okay, when you said Virginia, I thought you were going to keep going and say Virginia Tech.
No, I was – telling the guys earlier, I was out on Virginia Tech after the multicolored sleeves thing.
Let's not. I don't even want to talk about Virginia Tech after that Boise game either. That was brutal.
Yeah,
those pro combat shorts. I thought they were terrible.
Yeah, they were. Washington.
Okay. Yeah, you going with purple?
Love the purple. I love their purple is like Georgia red to me. It's just so clean. I love it.
All right.
Then my last 4 are. The U is one of them. Although I feel like they've regressed a little bit from the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
The uniforms they had when Andre Johnson and Frank Gore were there were just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And then my top 3 are Penn State, Bama, and Texas because I feel like they have the 3 cleanest and simplest uniforms in the country. And they're just – Texas' all whites are just unreal.
Yeah, I just I don't know. Maybe it's because I've seen them so much, and I just look at – they're just nothing special to me. I like Texas. I just can't say that they're one of my favorites. When I make my list up, it's pretty much all – I mean, I go traditional look. I mean, I know that gets boring, and it's like try to throw in something different, but the helmets is kind of a key thing for me. So my number one is Michigan. I also like USC, Penn State. And another one, kind of my sleeper pick, because I saw them not too long ago. I like the Yale, or the all-white.
Yeah, it's good.
They had the double, like the double stripe going over, like over the helmet, and then down the pants also. I thought it was pretty solid.
Yeah, it's kind of BYU-ish, maybe a little cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they're good.
And it's just kind of, you know, if you're going to talk traditional and old school, Harvard and Yale.
Yeah.
But I just threw, I try to throw in something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
There are Oregon ones I like, but yeah, I'm like, I think I'm one of the people that likes the feathers on the shoulder pad.
I don't like that at all.
I mean, I know it's over the top, but I'm like, that's all right. Can we talk about our new shoulder pad design?
Well, what about it?
What is it?
What do you mean?
I feel like that was, you know, the shoulder pad. I feel like you can do something, be creative with that. And I'm looking at it, and I don't really understand what it's supposed to be, or if they just like, we'll just come up with a weird design and fill some space.
Oh, you mean on the side?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant on the top. I was like, what's on the, I didn't see anything on the top.
Oh, no.
I don't love it. I'm more of a thin stripes guy. I don't love the thick stripes. I was just writing a post for tomorrow about it. Kind of reminds me of our, well, first of all, some of our 80s uniforms, but second of all, the uniforms when Josh Fields was there with the real thick stripe on the side of the pants. And I just, okay. I don't know. It doesn't look good. It's not sleek. It makes everybody look slow, and it's just, I don't know. I don't love it that much.
Thinking forward, I've never heard of a uniform making somebody look slow, but it could have just been Josh Fields. And I don't make it. I'm sitting here. I pulled it out. It got in front of me, and I'm just like, what is it? You know, I mean, I think the more traditional look, but I'm not saying we shouldn't have gone this way, is, you know, throw the numbers on there or, you know, stripes around that area. But, I mean, I feel like you could have done something like maybe the, you know, like the O, like logo. We have the O that has state going across it, but you can take the state out and just have the O, or I don't know, maybe like the full Pistol Pete up there. I feel like they could have done something there besides the whatever TV looking. I don't know. Doesn't bother me a whole lot. I'm just, if I had to change something, I'd probably try to get more creative there.
Yeah, I think it'll be also interesting to see these actually on, and I don't understand what they're doing with these models, because they don't, the uniforms look disproportional on them.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be interesting to see them actually in person and see kind of what they look like.
Can we get Dez to come back? Maybe with he probably could have paid off some of his debt if they would have asked him to model these uniforms.
Yeah, that's what exactly. That's what we should have done. We should have brought Dez back. Bring Zach back, Pettigrew.
You just love Zach.
Well, no, I mean,
I like him too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and he did a good job of wearing his uniform well. And I don't know why we're having this conversation right now, actually. But
I would have paid to have John Kruk model one.
They should have had your boy in Oklahoma City model him.
My boy,
Traber.
Why? Okay. My boy. That actually would have been kind of funny, to be honest. The cashback would have modeled him.
Oh, man. Okay, Matty a Million. Appreciate you coming on. We've kind of run out of time, but we'll definitely do it again. We'll have you on again before the season starts. And getting fired up. We're only a month away.
Yeah, man. Almost time for that first tailgate.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Okay, we'll talk to you later on, Matty.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.